Now, today, 26th of January, is known around the country as Australia Day. Now, whether or not you want to celebrate Australia Day in the traditional form or you want to go out and support and celebrate Indigenous cultures, there is so much happening in this city of ours. So we thought we'd give you a quick little rundown of some of the fun things that are happening. Now, I'm joined in studio by one of our wonderful producers, Marlene. Good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
There's just so much happening in Sydney
there
today.
There is a lot. And there's no way we could list them all. It's so much.
So no matter what you kind of want to do or how you want to spend the day, there is really something for everyone.
Yeah.
One thing that I think is synonymously Australia Day in mm-hmm. Sydney is the Ferry-thon.
Yes.
Which is happening today. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Ferry-thon is the annual event where all the ferries will race from, well, not all, but most ferries will race Circular Quay to Shark Island and then back to finish at the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
It's a good bit of fun.
So all you have to do is be in a good vantage point to look out at the Sydney Harbour.
And pick one to cheer for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then it will start at 10:45 a.m. and then go till 11:30.
It's a fun one. The Ferry-thon is a fun one.
Yeah.
It's...
I mean, you can actually apparently hop on one of the ferries, but the tickets are quite a lot more than what your Opal ticket would be.
Okay.
I had a look at it last night and it was something like 100 or something.
Oh, Lord.
But I'm sure it goes to a good cause or for something.
It'd be fun to be a part of, but I don't think your Opal card's going to get you on. Imagine the auto top up. My Opal card would freak out. Mm. It would just crash and burst into flames. So that's happening in Circular Quay, obviously. But then just over from Circular Quay, we've got something fun happening in the Rocks.
Yes. So we've got the Sydney Street Party. So after the big Oz Day 10K run, George Street will be filled with family-friendly interactive activities, heaps of performers walking around all the way till 3 p.m. And then you've got the normal Rocks markets, but it's filled with heaps and heaps of stuff, especially for today.
That's cool.
And that's running 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I like the Rocks. They're a really lovely part of the city.
Yeah, there's plenty of lovely, like, local art, local food. Mm-hmm. It's so nice to be able to actually support local Sydney artists.
Yeah, exactly, and get amongst that. Now, we've got two events that I'm going to roll into one because this is clearly the best thing happening today.
Yes.
So we've got the Marrickville Dog Day and Every Man and His Dog happening out at the Watson's Bay beachfront of Robinson Park. Mm-hmm.
So Every Man and His Dog is basically races they have near Watson's Bay where they have the oh, my brain is going blank. The paddle boards. You know, the stand-up paddles.
Yes.
So they have kids racing with their dogs, adults racing with their dogs, and you get to watch that. So it's two great events if you maybe you're not wanting to particularly celebrate Australia Day or you're not really sure how
but
to do it.
You love
or you
dogs.
You just love dogs.
Yeah. Like, seriously, if you just love dogs, I think I don't care what weekend this is in the year.
Absolutely.
These are dog events that we're going to be pretty bloody happy about because we love dogs. I don't think Polly, my dog, would do too well in a dog race.
Not on a paddleboard?
No. No. Do you know what? She loves the water, but she doesn't like not being able to stand. And she doesn't like not being able to her feet touch. And she's very little, so she doesn't go far in. But she quite likes sitting on a surfboard or a floaty, which is interesting.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, but she's just not, like, we're not fast. Mm. That's the problem. And if she fell off, she'd freak out. But she loves to float around. She's like Queen Sheba up there. Yeah. She loves it. She's great fun. She also is really bad at doggy paddle. A doggy paddle is, like, a very splashy event, and she just kind of looks like a zombie going into the apocalypse, like, with her arms flailing. Mm. I have to get her a life jacket. That might be my chore for today. Yeah, well, my friend's dog is a pug who loves to swim but just can't because he's a pug and really heavy. So he starts off kind of vertical with the horizontal with the water and slowly gets vertical, and it's just head bobbing up and down. So she had to get him a life jacket because he wasn't good at swimming.
Do you feel like pugs are often wearing vests? I feel like they're the vest wearers of dogs.
Yeah.
So a life vest seems perfect there.
Do you know, total side note, but something I've noticed a lot lately in rescue groups, pugs have become really, really fashionable over the last few years, and pug crosses have become really fashionable. So a lot of rescue breeds and a lot of rescue organisations are getting pug crosses through that are like 2-3 years old. So people are getting them as puppies and realising that pugs are actually really hard work. They shed a lot. They've got breathing problems. They need exercise. little tubsters if they put on too much weight. Anyway, go and pet a pug. I'm sure there'll be some at Marrickville Dog Day and every man and his dog at Watson's Bay Beachfront. Now we've
cheer
got
them on.
Yeah, well, exactly. Cheer the little pugs on. I don't think they'll win because pugs don't.
But they get like a solid reward for their effort.
Oh, absolutely.
Is
I would
there a
say
handicap system like in the yeah. Sydney to Hobart?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if you're like a short, fat dog, you just get a little bit of a handicap, a little bit of a.
Seems appropriate.
I know that in, I think it's next weekend, the Werrimah Fair has the Werrimah Wiener Dash where dachshunds from around the country come to race.
Really?
And there is a handicap / senior dog race.
Wow.
Mm. Anyway, now we've got a lot of events also happening in our city today. If you would like to get out and support and celebrate the Indigenous communities that live here in Sydney and that we'll be doing a lot of different events today. So we've got some really great events happening, including the Day of Mourning. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the Day of Mourning is quite important. That is the commemoration. This year will be the 81st anniversary of that first 1838 protest. So that's at the town hall at Elizabeth Street. And the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council do that every year.
Yeah.
Basically as an anniversary for since that first protest. And
yeah.
Basically looking at that, even though that first protest was looking at important issues, that those important issues are continuing till today. So.
Absolutely.
Definitely playing paying respect to the people that did it back in 1938 as well.
And continuing the conversations as well. So that starts at 10 a.m.
Yes, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 153 Elizabeth Street.
Perfect. Now, we've also got a rally happening today.
Yeah, so this rally is going to be super big. It is tens of thousands of people. You will not miss it.
No.
Walking through Broadway, you will see a lot of people.
You will not miss it.
Not miss it. And they're pretty loud too.
Mm.
Which is, they're organized by FIRE, which is Fighting in Resistance Equally.
Mm-hmm.
And this year is different. So okay. If you are out there intending to go to the protest, it's not at the block this year, which it usually is. It starts at Hyde Park South, the corner of Elizabeth Street and Liverpool Street. Mm-hmm. So it starts at Hyde Park this year.
Yeah, the opposite end of the Sydney Festival stuff. So if you're at the end where you see the Spiegel tent, you're at the wrong end. Head south.
Absolutely. So it starts there and then the rally continues through Broadway and will end at Yarvan, which we spoke about earlier, at Victoria Park.
Excellent. Okay, cool. So you're going to march and then you're going to end up in a really cool festival.
Yeah, and it's great
festival.
Because we spoke to the Yarvan director earlier. We'll pop the podcast online.
Yeah.
But he was saying a big thing is that's the most popular way to go to Yarvan is through the protest, arriving at Yarvan, and then there's a big welcome. Everyone welcomes the protesters that come in.
That's awesome.
There's heaps of speeches.
I think that's a really good way to do it. I think that'll be a really good way to do it this year.
So meet at 11 a.m. at the south of Hyde Park, and then you'll arrive at Yarvan around 2.
That's the end with the cenotaph, isn't it? The south, I think, if it's the opposite end. Yeah, so that's the end where the Anzac Memorial is.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's that
I
end.
I think so.
If you see the Spiegel tent, go south.
Yeah.
The other end.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then Yarvan's obviously happening, and that's going to be really fun, and there's going to be lots of things there, and you're going to spend all your money on arts and crafts.
Yes, I will.
Which is what Marlene does, because she loves to buy the local handmade arts and crafts there.
Especially like those earrings. They're great.
Yeah. Amazing. But then those that want to kick on into their Saturday night, we've got an after party.
Yarvan's pretty big. It's not just the one festival. They've now made it, well, it's continuing to be like four or five events.
Yeah.
But one of the really popular things is the Yarvan after party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's held at Lansdowne.
Yep.
And it will be from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. And there is so many people.
Oh, my God.
Such a good
so
lineup.
So many DJs coming.
So we've got Felicia Fox, Emily Nicole, Carolina Gasolina, Nicole
Solo,
Tanya.
So many going. It's going to be amazing.
So much.
It's going to be a big night. That's a fun night. That's a big day. You've got to like hydrate
popular.
Kids because you're marching and then you're heading to the festival then you're kicking on. Like you've got to like hydrate and make sure you take care of yourself today. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
I think that they are three really I think you could do literally all of those events that we just talked about.
Yeah,
the last three that we talked about, absolutely. You could head to the Day of Mourning and then pop on over to Hyde Park for the rally, jump on the rally. even jump on the tail end of the rally. There's like 10,000 people marching, so it's going to be huge. Yeah. You're not going
to
miss them.
We're going to see them go straight past the two.
The studio, exactly. Give us a wave if you're in the rally today from the studio windows. We're just up from the corner of Harris Street and Broadway. Yep. So make sure you give us a little wavy woo. And then you got the after party.
Yes.
Ah.
So much going on.
So much going on. So no matter how you want to spend the day, there is something for you.
Yeah.
You're going to Yarvin, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%. I love going to Yarvin.
Yeah. It's such a really fantastic event in the calendar year in Sydney. Yeah. It really is.
And there's so many people. It always astounds me, like, how many people turn up.
It's bigger every year, too. Every single year, it just gets bigger and better.
And then you go to Yarvin, and then you just look on your left-hand side and just see thousands of protesters heading your way, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize there was that many people in Sydney. Whoa.
It's crazy. I'm going to a Sydney festival show tonight.
Oh, which one?
It's called Le Gâteau Chocolat. It's a cabaret. I'm taking my little sister. I'm hoping she'll be my best friend afterwards. So that will be really interesting. I'm going to be in Hyde Park too, just like a good couple hours after the protest, unfortunately. I'm going to miss the protest, which is sad. I'm going to miss the rally, but that's all right. It's going to be okay. I'm really excited for the, and I'll be on the other end of the park too. I'll be on the north end, not the south. I had to look that up last night. I went, which one's the north and which one's the south? I got no idea. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's going to be an amazing day. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We had Marlene and Kevin, two of our wonderful producers there.